Hello again, Mike O'Connor, another GeezerCast, the post-Thanksgiving GeezerCast this year. And I'm wrestling with I sprang my back out of joint. I have a very stupid back that actually I thought was doing pretty good for a long time, but let this be a lesson to you, my unborn grandchildren. If you've got a bad back, you've probably got it for life. I've gone for about 15 years without really throwing my back out, but I was out yesterday logging, cutting down the great-grandmother buckthorn tree up in Three Finger Valley. And I zigged when I should have zagged. One of the big pieces came down, and I sort of decided to influence what direction it fell. And I influenced a little too hard, and my back is saying, "Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? I'll show you, man." So I've been gimping around today. I'm taking it pretty easy, but I was feeling pretty smug about my back. Marcy and I walk a couple of times a day, and I haven't had any back trouble for, like, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years, something like that. I got it today. So I'm doing that sort of tidy-up stuff, the sort of never-ending stream of small geek projects, updating drivers on sound cards and updating software programs that don't work quite right, and unfortunately this one still doesn't, but it took me all afternoon to figure that out. That's another thing I bet you my unborn grandchildren won't have to deal with. This is sort of like an auto mechanic in 1910 complaining about the fact that he basically has to rebuild his car every time he drives it. I imagine by the time you listen to this, all this stupid geek stuff will go away. I sure hope so, anyway. But, you know, the big geek project last week was we put a weather station up here at the farm. Marcy and I are pretty keen on sort of monitoring all the things that are going on at the farm, and it was just the absolutely perfect geek project. You, my unborn grandchildren, I hope you find similarly fun, time-consuming, intellect-consuming things to do. Because this project involved, I just wrote a little list of all the fun things that I got to do. First of all, the posts that I was using to hold the weather station up were too wide, so I got to go down in the wood shop and use the grinder and grind down the posts so that they were narrow enough that the U-bolts would go around. Then I got to put a whole bunch of hardware together. And then I got to make a radio link work between the base station, which sits here next to the computer, and the actual weather station. And then I got to do an interface between the base station and the computer, a little serial connection. And then I got to build a web page and serve it. I decided to serve the web page out of the computer here in the farm, because we finally got a fixed address, a fixed IP address here at the farm, so I can put a web page up and it'll always be there. But I didn't. When I built this computer, I built it pretty cheap, and I decided to use Windows XP's Home Edition, which doesn't serve up web pages with IIS, which is my usual deal. So I got to learn about Apache. I've never actually run Apache before. And then I got to learn about how to do uploads to places like the Weather Underground and the Citizen Weather Service on NOAA's site and stuff like that. So it's just been chock full of fun, and it's working great now. If you're not my unborn grandchildren and you're listening right now, you can check out the weather station at farm.haven.com/weather and check out the latest, or you can go to Weather Underground, which is wonderground.com, and ask for the weather near Gilmanton, Wisconsin, or Alma, Wisconsin, or Prague, Wisconsin. You'll get it. That was such a cool thing that now we're thinking about putting another one up on top. See, the weather station that I put up is right here next to the house, which is down in the bottom of a valley that we own. And that's about 300 feet lower than the sort of normal height around here. The top of our little arroyos and stuff are about 300 feet higher. So we're thinking that if we put weather station up there, we'll wind up with pretty interesting differences in the readings in terms of, especially in terms of wind and temperature. So I bought me another weather station, and I was going to grind down the post today and put it up, but this back of mine is saying, no way are you doing stuff like that. So I guess that'll have to wait till next week. But one of the neat things about that project is that the weather station up on top is about 1,500 feet away from the house, and so I've got to get repeater radios between the weather station and down here. So that's another facet of radio project that will go with all this. So that's kind of, you know, that's what's going on. Sort of messing around with geek stuff this week while I wait for my back to recover. And one of the things about the back is my mom made a basket for me one time that said, you rest, you rust. So I've been getting up and moving around a lot. But it sure feels nice to sit here at the desk and just do geek stuff and not move around. And so I've been doing a lot of that today. Anyway, that's kind of the news from the farm. Not a real long geezer cast today, just sort of catching you up. I meant to tell you about the weather station last week, and I got so entranced with doing it that I never got around to doing a geezer cast. So this is the makeup geezer cast for last week. So I hope you enjoyed this one. I'll see you the next time.